This is Larry Balada. I received several questions from women enduring their husband's midlife crisis. It's important that we first see what their questions have in common. What are the themes in their questions? I read 10 questions from women who participate in this midlife crisis group. Before I offer my solution, I wanted to explore what state they're in emotionally. First, the focus on his behavior. The first thing I notice is that many women are dwelling on the behavior of their husband. They are focused on what he is doing by using phrases like, he said, he believes, he won't, he has, he is not. The point I'm making here is that the more you think about the failures of your man, the more you will attract his failures. That's why I'm following the specific instruction about the way you think. The way you think in your mind will determine your life situation. Ending the pinball life. I'm suggesting that you end the pinball lifestyle. If you've heard my recordings to the group, you've heard me talk about being a pinball. A pinball is a person who is constantly reacting to what is going on around them. When you are a pinball, you are picking up energy, the vibration, the meanings, and the fears surrounding events in life. When you're a pinball, you're constantly looking for what's wrong and reacting to it. If you have any hope of relief and change, I would hope that you take seriously the 6 environment changer principles I'm going to explain here. To illustrate thinking like a pinball, Sharon asked this simple question. She wanted to know if her husband, who was living with his girlfriend during the virus lockdown, if that would bring them closer together. I'm using this question to point out some important ideas about how you think about your situation. In Sharon's question, she is thinking about her husband and his girlfriend. This thinking is destructive for Sharon because it creates fear, doubt, worry, and anxiety. This is what it means to be a pinball, a highly reactive person bouncing off the troubling events of life. This is why I'm giving you a very simple plan in the 6 principles of being an environment changer. An environment changer makes the environment of her mind change. The mind is the environment that matters. A pinball reacts to the physical environment. An environment changer changes the environment in her own mind. Libby wants to know why her husband would not communicate with her. Like Sharon, Libby is thinking about what she is not getting as she dwells on how bad it feels. She has even repeated the mean text her husband wrote to her. The more you think about the darkness of your situation, the more darkness you will get. I am really hoping that you will follow the 6 environment changer principles I explain here. I'm recording it, and I'm also giving you these principles in writing. Lori wrote asking if there is hope for her situation, and then she proceeded to dwell on all the darkness of that situation. She focused on being separated 22 months, that he wouldn't reconcile, that he wouldn't hug her, that he has low income, that he won't call her, that he has a lot of anger, that he blames her for fighting too much, and he won't accept blame for anything. This is the pattern that most of the women are following as they deal with their midlife crisis husband. Their minds are living in reaction to the situation. They are not changing the environment of their minds. They are reacting to the physical environment. Maria wanted to know if it's common for a midlife crisis husband to turn his anger towards his mother rather than towards his wife. The key to her question is asking if it's common. That means, does everyone else have the same problem I have? I want to address this, is it common question, because when you're asking if it's common, is everybody else going through the same thing? That's not helping you go in the best direction. Attempting to find out if everyone else is suffering like you is only looking to find out if you're not suffering alone. None of us want to be the only one. Rachel asked a similar question. She asked, is that to be expected? That's another way of asking, if it's normal, if it's common, if everybody else is having the same thing happen to them. Rachel did the same thing when she was talking about the good things and the bad things that were happening to her midlife crisis husband, and she asked, how should I handle the situation? The question about handling the situation is a question about behavior. It's a question about saying something and doing something in the world to change it. But that's not where change takes place. Change takes place first in the mind. You must change first in the mind, and then your physical world will change. Towards this goal of changing the way you think, I'm proposing that you follow as closely as you can the six principles of the environment changer. It's very important that you leave the life of the pinball and move towards the life of the environment changer. It is my wish that you would never need to write phrases like Kathy did as she dwelled in the darkness of her midlife crisis husband, stating phrases like, "He's gone 3.5 years. He's a workaholic. He left his job. He looks horrible. He uses the excuse that I don't think he ever will." In the teaching that follows, I have attempted to eliminate a lot of extra words. I have made this explanation very concise and to the point. I've kept it so simple I have numbered each statement, because each explanation statement will have a big impact on how you succeed in changing the environment of your mind. I have worked with thousands of people over the years, and these six principles keep coming up again and again as what actually works to transform the painful, troubling life of the pinball. Environment Changer Principles 2020. Principle 1. You have two minds. 1. You have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. 2. Your conscious mind knows nothing about your subconscious mind. 3. Your subconscious mind holds on to the most painful messages from your parents. 4. Your subconscious mind sends out a vibration of those painful parent messages to people in your life, especially people in your intimate relationship, like your husband. 5. Painful parent messages sound like this: "I'm not worth it. I don't matter. I don't count. Your brother is better," etc. 6. The painful messages held in your subconscious mind create events, but you had no idea how it works. 7. Your subconscious mind is creating events by sending out vibrations that especially your husband feels. 8. Here's how it works. If your subconscious message is, "I'm not worth it," your husband feels you're not worth it and treats you that way. 9. If your subconscious message is, "You don't matter," your husband will devalue you because he feels a vibration that makes him want to treat you that way. Principle 2. Your conscious mind can teach your subconscious mind. 1. When you were 16, you didn't know how to drive, but with lots of practice, your conscious mind taught your subconscious mind how to drive. Years later, while driving a car, you could be in a long conversation with somebody in the car and arrive at your destination. Your subconscious mind drove the car because your conscious mind taught it how. In the same way, your conscious mind can teach your subconscious mind to weaken the painful messages of your childhood so they don't send out those vibrations that create bad events. 4. You teach your subconscious mind by repeatedly telling tiny stories. Tiny stories are good phrases that describe what you want. Principle 3. Tiny stories steer your life. Your conscious mind can teach your subconscious mind about the life you want to live. 2. Just as you taught your subconscious mind to drive the car, tiny stories steer the car of your subconscious mind and tell it where to go. 3. Tiny story examples. "He enjoys me. We are great together. Everybody loves me. I'm good at this. I'm safe and secure. Today is better than yesterday. I feel good about me. This is easy. I say it and it happens. I'm thankful for everything. I have the life I wanted. I have so much gratitude." Principle 4. The rubber band. Imagine a giant rubber band that's 10 feet wide and 100 feet long. 2. Written on the right side of the rubber band are all the things you do want, like, "I want to be loved. I want to be respected. I want to be successful." 3. Written on the left side of the rubber band are all the things you don't want. "I don't want to be divorced. I don't want to be rejected. I don't want to be put down. I don't want to be ignored. I don't want to be abandoned." 4. The right side of do want ideas is pulling against the left side of don't want ideas. They're pulling in opposite directions. 5. People live like this. They spend time thinking about do wants, then they spend time thinking about don't wants. They spend hours thinking do want and don't want thoughts. 6. This brings us to the law of attraction. The law of attraction is simple. You get what you think about. 7. Because people are bouncing between both ends of the rubber band, do want thoughts, don't want thoughts, their life is a conflicting mess of what they do want and don't want. The law of attraction brings them what they think about. 8. They also listen to other people talking about what they don't want. 9. To make Do Want Stories your reality, it will create and require a lot of repetition. Commit the Do Want thoughts on the Do Want side of the rubber band. Never visit the Don't Want side of the rubber band. Only think Do Want thoughts. 10. Do not allow your family, friends, and coworkers to push their Don't Want thoughts on you. Principle 5. Energy, not behavior. 1. Energy is what you think, imagine, and feel. 2. Behavior is what you do with your body and say with your mouth. 3. Energy and behavior are not the same. 4. Ask the question, what do I want? Do not ask the question, what should I do? Asking the what should I do question moves you away from energy and towards behavior. 5. Keep dwelling on what you do want by telling yourself what you do want. Stay on the do want side of the rubber band. 6. Do this well. Get a small book that fits in the palm of your hand, a notebook from an office supply store, and title it Do Want Book. This little book is a physical symbol that you are committed to thinking Do Want thoughts every day. Inside the book, on each right-hand page, you will write your own Do Want thoughts. Make it a goal to fill at least 30 pages with 30 Do Want thoughts. See the list of Do Want thoughts at Principle 3. 7. Every day, you should be writing a new tiny story in your Do Want book, and when you are not writing in the book, you should be reading the book. Principle 6. Get out of the ocean. 1. We are all born in an ocean of against energy. No matter which ocean, Atlantic, Pacific, Indian Ocean, all have sharks. 2. As long as you're in an ocean, you can be attacked by a shark. The shark represents energy, against energy. Against energy is what you don't want, what you don't like, what you are angry about, what you resist. It's what you're against. 3. You can move between oceans, but you'll never escape sharks until you reach the beach where the sharks cannot follow you. 4. People like being against things. As long as you're in an ocean of against energy, you will always be attacked by the sharks of against energy, and you will never be safe. 5. Get out of the ocean and onto the beach of safety. 6. We get out of the ocean in 4 steps: acceptance, gratitude, appreciation, and forgiveness. Acceptance. When your husband is troubling you, the first thing you say are the words, "I accept Dan is rejecting me." That's the first step. Gratitude. The second step is to say, "I have gratitude that Dan is rejecting me because I learned from pain, and this is the pain it teaches me." In the second step, you're thankful for a bad thing happening and you give a reason. The reason is that you learned from pain. This is the pain that teaches me. This is the second step that moves you out of the ocean of against energy. Expressing acceptance and gratitude weakens against energy. Appreciation. The third step in getting out of the ocean is with the words of appreciation. Appreciation comes with the appreciation question. Question is, what do I love about you? Answering this question weakens against energy even more. So you might ask, what do I love about you, Dan? Then name the top 3 things. For example, I love that you're a good provider, you're attractive, you're caring. Appreciation thoughts like these weaken against energy. Quantum forgiveness. To get out of the ocean of against energy and to the safety of the beach, a fourth step makes it possible. Quantum forgiveness comes from quantum physics that teaches that at the level of the electron subatomic particle, everything is one. Because we are all one at that level, when I forgive you, I'm forgiving myself at the same time. Contrast this to religious forgiveness, which is based on the belief that you are and I are separate. You offended me, but I'm still willing to forgive you for what you did. That's religious forgiveness. Quantum forgiveness sees everyone as connected, not separate. When I forgive you, I forgive myself. I make this final step out of the ocean and onto the beach, and I say the words of quantum forgiveness to myself. To forgive us together, you can say, we are good, pure and innocent. All is forgiven and released. You can say to forgive yourself, I am good, pure and innocent. All is forgiven and released. You can say to forgive the other person, you are good, pure and innocent, all is forgiven and released. Your acceptance statement, your gratitude statement, your appreciation statement, and finally quantum forgiveness all combine to get you away from the sharks of against energy. Now you get a sense of relief, of peace, of a calm mind. You're out of the oceans of against energy. I'm hoping that you will concentrate and focus on the six principles of being the one who changes the environment of her mind. I encourage you to write a start date on your calendar and then 30 days later, circle your end date. Practice all six principles for 30 days, but don't keep checking during those 30 days on how it's going. Instead, wait till the 30th day, look up and ask, what is the difference now? I believe you will be encouraged by the signs you see if you have stayed consistent in doing the work in your mind of all six environment changer principles. Thanks for listening. I'm Larry Bellotta.